Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Human rights monitors are concerned over the detention of Iranian Kurdish teacher and human rights activist Masoud Khordpour. According to Iran Human Rights Voice, a web-based Iran human rights advocacy group, Mr. Khordpour was summoned to the offices of Iran's security service in the city of Bokhan on August 5th and subsequently detained. In an interview with the Voice of America's Kurdish service, Jafar Khordpour said family and friends fear for his safety.
On Monday, Kurdish prisoners in Iran's prisons started a hunger strike and issued a statement protesting the bad conditions in the prisons and the unlawful treatment and violations of agreements of which Iran is a signatory. My brother is one of the prisoners on hunger strike. Masoud Khordpour's lawyers have not yet been allowed to see him. Family members who visited him in the prison in Bokhan City say he looks very weak and his health is in danger.
In a report released in July, Amnesty International said Iran's government is failing in its duty to prevent discrimination and human rights abuses against its Kurdish citizens, particularly women. Iran's constitution provides for equality of all Iranians before the law, said Amnesty International. But as our report shows, this is not the reality for Kurds in Iran. Among the Iranian Kurdish prisoners of conscience identified by Amnesty International is Mohammed Sadiq Kaboudvan. In May of this year, Mr. Kaboudvan was sentenced after a closed trial to 11 years imprisonment for acting against state security by establishing the Human Rights Organization of Kurdistan, and 1 year in prison for what Iranian authorities call propaganda against the system. In its human rights report for Iran, the U.S. State Department noted that Mr. Kaboudvan was sentenced in September 2006 to 1 year in prison for allegedly inciting rebellion. Vague and unsubstantiated charges like inciting rebellion, acting against state security, and propaganda against the system are routinely leveled by Iranian authorities against Iranian citizens who seek only to exercise basic human rights, including the right of peaceful political dissent. The U.S. calls on Iran to respect the rights of Iranian Kurds and all the people of Iran.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.